Good evening. Finally, we're going to call this meeting to order. It's a special meeting being held by the Derby Board of Apportionment and Taxation. Today is Tuesday, February 4th, 2025, and the meeting is being called to order at 6:33. We want to apologize because it took a while to get a quorum. So thank you for hanging in. Can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Can we have a roll call?
Mr. Roche? Present. Ms. Jermaine Izzo? Mr. Gray? Ms. Mancini Wright? Ms. Pirelli Silkoff? Ms. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Rivera? Mr. Rivera? Did Mr. Rivera answer?
Wait, Laura.
Ms. Simon?
Present.
What happened?
Present.
Say it again. Say it again, Louise. Put your mic on. Nope, it's not on.
Ms. Wobno?
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Rivera? He's not answering, which means we don't have a quorum. Maybe you went to get.
Agenda item number four. Today is a special night. There will be no changes to the agenda as it is special meeting. Public portion. Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Third and final. Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Public portion is now closed. Item number six, transfer requests. There's been a request from the Senior Center to transfer $9,250 from the transportation account.
Could repeat that again?
I want to know if that money's coming from their funding or the city's coffers.
So it's all within the Senior Center's departmental budget. So they're just transferring from one line item in their budget to another line item in their budget.
Laura did, but you're violating the rule because I. Do a shout out for Jose.
Jose, are you still with us?
We're going to pause the recording for a moment while we check on the quorum. Hold on.
If Jose is on and probably if he's having speaking issue, maybe can he put it in the chat that he's here?
Hold on.
Just a suggestion.
This isn't a good start of the year. Jose, can you unmute your mic?
Yeah, well, I just got back on because it kicked me off, so.
Okay. So all right. Thank you so much.
Oh, no, the record should reflect that we have a quorum, then there are seven members present.
Darn, that was difficult. okay.
Don't anybody move.
So transfer requests, I'm going to start right from the beginning. The Senior Center has requested transfer from the transportation account of $9,250. It would be transferred from line 4418-55600 to 4418-55000. Is there a motion to approve?
Jennifer DeRoche, I motion to approve it.
I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Number two, budget working balance from account working balance in the amount of $153. Transfer from line item 5020-58500 to 5000-55050. Department is Citywide Agencies, Code Red OnSolf. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll motion.
Motion.
I motion.
Seconded by Jen. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Number three, transfer from budget working balance in the amount of $5,500, transferring from line item 5020-58500 to 5000-55069. Is there a motion to approve?
I motion.
Motion made by Bimini. Is there a second?
Actually, that was not me, but I'll take it.
It was me, Ashley.
Okay, I'm sorry. Louise, can you correct that? It was initially made by Ashley. Motion made by Ashley. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Bimini. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. If you could announce your name and your motion, that would be helpful. Line item five, police, fund 14. Line item number four, budget working balance in the amount of $2,000, transfer from 5020-58500, transfer to 5000-55067. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion, Laura.
Motion made by Laura. Is there a second?
Jose seconds.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Line item 5, police, fund 14 from the account cash in the amount of $20,000. Transfer from line item 14-0000-10701 to line item 014201-51630, police general fund. Is there a motion?
Motion by Laura.
Motion made by Laura. Is there a second?
Jose seconds.
Seconded by Jose. Any discussion? All in favor? I don't hear anybody. Opposed? Motion carries. Line item number 6. Police revenue miscellaneous intergovernmental grant in the amount of $35,000. Transfer from line item 3000-43700 to 01-4201-51630, police for overtime. Is there a motion?
I'll motion.
Is there a second?
Jennifer, I'll second.
Seconded by Jen. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Nobody else? Opposed? Motion carries. Line item number 7. Line item number 7, Park and Rec. Request to transfer in the account of paid in fire and burglar for the amount of $1,000 from line item 4506-54385 to 4505-51964. Is there a motion?
Motion by Laura, if nobody made it.
Motion made by Laura. Is there a second?
Ashley, second.
Seconded by Ashley. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 8, Park and Rec. Transfer request in from storage container upkeep in the amount of $500. Transfer from line item 4506-54380 to line item 4505-51964. Is there a motion?
Jose motion.
Anybody else there? Laura will make it if no one else is there.
Jennifer, I'll second it.
Yeah, Jose made the motion and Jennifer seconded it.
For 8. Number 8.
Correct.
All right, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. And the last item, number 9, Park and Rec, from account WTRM maintenance in the amount of $1,000. Transfer from line item 4506-54370 to line item 4505-51964. Is there a motion?
Tina, I'll motion.
Motion on the floor by Tina. Is there a second?
Okay,
we had a motion by both, I think, Jose and Bimini. I think I heard Jose's first. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Yeah.
Laura Wabno and Ashley Simon.
Yeah. Okay, going down, item number four. Derby PD received an ARPA auto theft and violence grant.
I can just highlight and talk a little bit about some of the rest of these. These are just a little bit of color for everyone on the items that you just actually passed, and then a few other items that didn't require transfers, but I wanted to make you aware of as far as like where they're running from expenses and why I don't believe we need a transfer, right? So the Derby PD, the $35,000, they did get a grant that was incremental to the budget, and therefore they asked to put that toward police overtime, which was approved. The Shelton change as far as their animal control went, you know, that was just a lot bigger budget increase than we expected. That said, it was, you know, there, it's probably was 10 years since that contract had been renegotiated, and there's been a 300% increase in complaints since 2016. It was first done, and the Board of Alders actually approved it. So so that's where we were with that. And as far as the fireworks grant, you know, this is a little bit of a timing thing because we did actually bring in quite a bit of revenue. The problem is it was recognized in 2023-24. So, you know, we may bring in even more in 2024-25 to offset these higher expenses for the $2,000 that was approved, but we'll have to wait and see how that funding comes. As far as some other items, just to be aware of, as you're looking through the budget detail, which for those of you unaware, I've been very busy in the tax office with a lot of this shortage that we've had for January. January's a very busy time. Did not get a chance to update the financials past October other than some of the items, looking into some of the items we had talked about, and then just some general updates that came along with some expenses that trickled in. That said, we do have an MFAC meeting coming up, and the materials are due on Wednesday, so I've been working hard to at least get some year-to-date information through December down into a good place to send that to them. As these meetings evolve over the next few weeks and months, I expect to get back up again, and you'll start to see the year-to-date financials kind of a little more reflective of where we actually are in the year.
Can I just the next MFAC, when is
that? I believe it's in 2 weeks. Materials are due on Wednesday before the meeting.
Okay, you don't know a date?
I don't know off the top of my head. Typically, it's like 2 weeks from Wednesday, so I'm not sure what that date is, but I think they're just looking for normal updates. We'll let them know about some of the struggles in the tax office, and we're a little bit behind. I think it did impact the audit timing, right? I mean, we're still pushing. I don't think we're going to be, you know, have a problem as far as it drifting past June or anything. The sorority state that kind of the tax office was in for most of the year is going to require some additional testing by the auditor. So that will take a little time and cost some more money with the audit, but it's going to be required. Like I said, but that's how I hope to really be able to shift gears and get back working on that audit, get it done. Look, maybe as soon as early as March, but I think it's just going to remain to be seen how much time I can really focus on that with getting all these budgets done. We're still training some new people down in the office. So I think March is best case, but I'm thinking in June is worst case, so somewhere in that range. Is 19. Thank you.
Thank
you. Some other things just to note, like the P&Z engineering services will be above budget. However, these things are necessary to generate the $370,000 in budgeted revenue we have from permits, or at least a good portion of it. So, you know, this is not something where we want to be alarmist and say, oh, you know, we got to pull back on this. No, no. If anything, you want more expense there is okay, because that generally means we're going to have more revenue on the other side of it. On the as far as some of the engineering costs, you know, those are above budget because of the Greenway bridge work. However, you also see that the ARPA revenue is above plan. So, you know, as has been kind of discussed with the Board of Alders, as that RFP kind of unfolds and as that project gets, you know, a little bit closer, I would expect that those expenses will trickle in. They will be above budget. However, they'll be offset in the ARPA revenue lines. Well, the expense was about $6K higher than budget. However, we did receive $6K and the unbudgeted grant monies to offset it. So therefore, I'm not going to be asking for a transfer for that. And then the unfavorable opioid expenses that you'll see in there, again, are offset by the recognition of the revenue from the grant monies. So, you know, the goal there is as we spend it, we'll recognize the revenue. The two will offset each other. It'll be a non-factor from an overall budget standpoint. But if you're just looking at the expenses by themselves, you might question it and say, oh, you know, why are we over? And why wasn't that budgeted? And that's the answer for that one. I know I just got this Friday. There wasn't a ton of new materials, but I think we did touch on a lot of, you know, I did bring up some of the geography for some of the items that were called out last time. Either that or we did do a transfer to get the rest of the money in. So all of the items that were highlighted the last time we met as far as variances have been addressed. And then, like I said, I just tried to talk through some of the other ones that you will see if you dig through those financials again. And we'll continue to see it as we make updates throughout the year.
Okay, and you know, as far as the spreadsheets and everything, and I totally do get a lack of staffing in our offices, and that definitely have an impact. So we're right now, it reflects October, but we're going to get like an updated, more realistic view of where we're at following, you know, submission to MEFAC. Is that correct?
Yes, for sure. Absolutely. At least through December, I think next week or worst case the following week, you'll have the through December year to do actuals. And then I do want to get the January ones in there before we have real budget meetings so that we can see that. And also from the revenue perspective, obviously all of the, you know, our big chunk of the tax revenue comes in January. So I was looking at kind of how we're trending and where we're at versus our budget, and all that looked good. You know, we're still a few $100,000 away from the budget, but you know, more or less we've kind of are on track to hit our revenue expectation numbers. So definitely December year to date in the next week or two, and then January, hopefully, I think before we really get into the discussions of March about the budget.
Thank you. Is there any questions? Okay. Okay. So where's the yes? Okay. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for the information. I do appreciate it. Sorry for the delay again for people that were waiting online. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn. Laura.
Okay, motion was made by Laura. Is there a second?
Jennifer, I second.
Seconded by Jen. All in favor? Opposed? Meeting is adjourned at 7 o'clock. Thank you.
Have a good night, everyone.
Have a good night.